From sitting on a chair, I seem to be traveling the continent with cyclists. On the line, we have Rabbi Dovid Hasdan, who last night we spoke to as he was in Ladysmith. Rabbi, thanks for chatting with us again. We just spoke to a cyclist from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Cape Town, where he arrived on Sunday. He said it took him 3 months. And of course, we've been following you since Sunday when you set out with a whole group of grade 11 pupils in your Cycle Alive campaign. And it's just a thought, maybe next year you want to do three countries instead of just two cities.
I'm humbled. That's amazing. That's beyond.
Rabbi, it's also been so fascinating chatting with you every day about your Cycle Alive, and your passion for cycling has obviously become far more than a personal pursuit. It's a movement with heart, purpose and impact. Yesterday you were in Ladysmith and we left you. You said in the next 4.5 minutes you were going to go to an orphanage with a whole bus of gifts to give the children there. How did it go?
It was amazing. Well, it was amazing because we're talking about people who have very little, and even after having very little, they don't even have a mother and a father to love them. Oh. And they are loved by people who work in an institution who care and look after them. It's a children's home called Morester in Ladysmith. We came in, they welcomed us with song again, beautiful harmonies. I asked somebody to explain what the meaning of the song is, and one of the matric students, older students, explained that it means that no matter what is our lot and no matter what we have to deal with, God loves us and we are always in the presence of God. I had tears in my eyes. This was like coming from people who had a lot they could have complained about, and this is how they were singing and welcoming us, and very much in theme with what we wanted to share with them and the stories that I shared with them. In fact, one of the kids, began a story, and I wasn't sure if I told this story the last year when I was there. So I asked, did I tell the story such and such? And one of the kids said, Rabbi, the story is, and told me the story.
So and he remembered the whole story.
And he remembered the story.
What was the story? Can you tell us?
If I can tell you very briefly, it's a story about a big competition that took place in the Kruger National Park. And the winner was going to be the individual animal that was able to make the loudest noise. So the larger animals came forward and they were the obvious contenders, like the buffalo and the elephant. And all the larger animals had the means by which to make a much louder sound than anyone else. And the lion roared and they beat everyone into submission. And they were about to set up the winning prizes, and a little thrush, a tiny little bird arrived and said, I want to have a chance as well. And they said, well, what are you having a chance? How could you even possibly think you're going to make a sound as loud as the lion? They said, give me a chance. Let everyone have a chance. So they said, okay, let's get this over with. You do your thing. And they gave him the opportunity, and the little bird began to sing. And little did they know that the whole canopy of the game reserve was filled with thousands and thousands of birds. And suddenly there was a song of the birds that completely overwhelmed the sound of any animal that had competed. And the new winner was a bird that explained to everybody that it's not the individual that makes the sound, but that when we sing together, then we have a power to overwhelm and be much stronger than any force we thought we could not endure and deal with.
How beautiful. And as you say, the little boy remembered the whole story.
The whole story.
Rabbi, where?
And then we distributed the stationery and just brought smiles, because they looked at this packets that were packed by our students at Torah Academy over the last few weeks with love and with a lot of donated materials from corporate. So everyone felt that they were loved, that they got prizes and they got packages of food and potato chips and caps for Cycle Alive caps. So there was a lot of cheer. And then we went on to a very decent and nice motel where we stayed overnight. And we rested up. But you're catching me right now. And in fact, when the call came through, I was desperately distracted by what was happening over here. We are standing at the Nelson Mandela capture site just outside of Howick. And all the cyclists are sitting on the floor in front of the Nelson Mandela capture site, apartheid museum sign just outside the place. And I was just explaining to them literally a minute ago how this was a regular road that was nondescript, and that on the 5th of August 1962, the security forces of the then South Africa police surrounded his car and took him into prison for 27 years. And we were talking about what he was thinking then and what he thought over the 27 years, and then what he gave everyone to think when he emerged without a purpose of hate and revenge, but rather a purpose of building and restoring and giving dignity, not only to the people who had been oppressed who were black, but to the people who were the oppressors who equally had to be freed from where they were. And then we were drawing parallels between the Holocaust and the laws, the Nuremberg laws, and the laws that said you can't enter into this shop just because there's one difference between you and everyone else, and that is that you're a Jew. And this was, you can't enter into this shop. And I explained how I, as a kid, knew that there were buses that if you were a black person, you could not enter into that bus or sit on that bench because it was reserved for whites only. So we are standing at a place that was a nondescript corner but became a corner of history for South Africa and for the world, as one of the great leaders was able to teach the world how to build.
Rabbi, I'm sitting
so
here.
So this is living
our history.
Events.
Yeah. I'm sitting here in a studio where no one can see me with a huge smile on my face because it's just so inspiring listening to the journey that you and the kids are taking. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned yesterday when we chatted with you, the amazing conversations that are held. Have there been any conversations in the last few days that have really touched you?
Well, I've described what happened at the orphanage, which was a conversation or interaction with children that we didn't know. But it leaves us with a sense and a feeling of gratitude to Hashem, to God, for all the things we do have. I think the interactions of leadership, explaining what leadership means and what team building means, where the students themselves began to form different teams that could be most productive rather than teams that were built out of artificial requirement. But these the students themselves become aware of the fact that they can play a role in affecting what happens in a day. And what happens in a day is mundane things like preparing the food and washing the pots and getting the groups ready and making sure that everything's packed appropriately and that we've had dry ice and means of keeping refrigeration on the kosher food for the last 4 days and it has worked amazingly. So they've taken the initiative and they have their conversations are about the fact that working together we can achieve what we never thought we could achieve. And some of the thoughts expressed from the students from Soweto and from Orange Farm is that they are just moved not to be content with mediocrity, not to accept that just because they happen to live on a dusty street, if they do, that is their lot forever, that there is a possibility of having a goal and having a purpose and having a discipline and having a structure which they are sensing and feeling and living this week that can change the way they're thinking and change their life. And that Durban, which seems 700 kilometers away when we're using the old roads, an unattainable dream, is able to be achieved if you break it down and you break it into days and break it into hours and break it into the next goal and the next purpose. So these are things that are talking about a bicycle, and that has nothing to do with a bicycle. It has to do with what we do with our lives.
Rabbi,
it is magic. I'm feeling so elated by what I'm experiencing.
I mean, it is magic, and I'm feeling elated on the other side of the phone talking to you. One last question. Just give us a sense of how your day was. What time did you all get going? How far have you cycled today? What is the plan for tonight? Probably just sleep.
Yeah. It's always very tired at the end. So we always start the day 6:15 for davening, and then we meet together, all of us, at 7:15. and we break camp and we leave, start cycling at 8 o'clock, and then we cycle the whole day. But it's in relay, just keep changing the different teams that are on the road at a time. And we arrived here at 4:10, like about 20 minutes ago. And we've packed all the bikes onto the trailer, and now we're going to go to our motel where we're going to make supper, and we're going to relate and talk about what happened during the course of the day.
And the plan for tomorrow?
Plan for tomorrow is to leave from just outside Howick. We proceed to Hilton and then down into Pietermaritzburg. And from the Pietermaritzburg town hall, which we pass, we do the Comrades route, all the way to Durban. And we have one major stop tomorrow, which is at Etembeni, a school for special needs students, about 150 students. And it'll be a repeat of the visit and the shine and the sharing and the giving. And today we did about 140 kilometers. Tomorrow we have about 100 kilometers to get to Durban.
Rabbi, it is just so inspirational to follow your journey. Thank you for sharing it with us. That's Rabbi Dovid Hasdan, repeating what the cyclist from the DRC said earlier, that if you break something down into parts and you just move one step at a time, then you can achieve anything. And just how inspiring it is to share this journey with the rabbi and with his grade 11 pupils. Thank you for sharing with us. And hopefully we can chat in tomorrow. Get some sleep.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.